This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The New York Times is reporting U.S. President Donald Trump only released military aid for Ukraine after a whistleblower came forward. The Times says White House lawyers told the president about the complaint in late August as they worked to determine whether they were required to send it to Congress. The battle formed the early stages of what has become the focus of the impeachment inquiry, now playing out in the House of Representatives. The process is moving into a new phase as the House Judiciary Committee gets set to take up the probe. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The House Judiciary Committee has scheduled a hearing for next Wednesday, December 4th, to explore the question of high crimes and misdemeanors, the constitutional requirement for impeachment. The hearing will feature legal experts who will examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment and explore a framework to respond to serious allegations of impeachable misconduct. President Trump and his lawyers are invited to attend the hearing and request answers from witnesses, but the president is scheduled to be overseas next week. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In Albania, rescue crews continue to search for survivors a day after a deadly earthquake killed at least 25 people. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say more people have been confirmed dead, while around 600 were injured in the magnitude 6.4 quake that struck the country's coastal cities. In Durrës, Albania's second largest city on the Adriatic Sea, residents slept in tents and cars and at a soccer stadium as powerful aftershocks from the quake continued. The quake in Albania on Tuesday was followed by a smaller one in nearby southern Bosnia and another tremor off the coast of the island of Crete in Greece. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on any of today's news stories, including the Albanian earthquake, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A chemical company says three people were injured in an explosion at its plant in East Texas. The powerful blast blew out the windows of homes and sent a chemical plume blowing over neighborhoods kilometers away. President Trump says the U.S. will designate Mexican drug cartels as terrorist groups. The move will enable a wider scope of U.S. action. In response, Mexico's foreign minister says his country will not allow any violation of national sovereignty. When the Boeing 737 MAX airliner begins flying again, federal safety regulators will have total control over approvals of every new jet. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
The FAA says federal inspectors will be the only ones to issue safety certificates for new Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. The regulatory administration has been sharply criticized for previously ceding authority to Boeing to okay the certification under supervision by government inspectors. Some 400 of the airliners remain grounded since a pair of crashes killed 346 people. Despite that, Boeing has continued to build the planes, about 300 now in storage, awaiting the lifting of the grounding and FAA safety certifications. FAA Administrator Stephen Dixon has refused to publicly set a date for the plane's return to service. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Hong Kong police say they will enter Polytechnic University on Thursday after final searches for pro-democracy protesters turned up empty. This will bring the nearly two-week siege to an end. Officials in Seoul say South Korea's military fired warning shots Wednesday to repel a North Korean merchant ship after it violated their disputed western sea boundary. This is the second incident in 2 months. A special anti-terrorism tribunal in Bangladesh has sentenced 7 members of a banned Islamist militant group to death for plotting an attack on a restaurant in Dhaka in which 22 people were killed. An 8th person accused of involvement in the attack was acquitted. There are more clues that point to a chemical compound as a possible culprit in a national outbreak of vaping illnesses. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Research in Minnesota analyzed black market vaping cartridges seized this year, as well as vaping liquid seized last year. The newer cartridges contained the compound vitamin E acetate, but none of the older samples did. Vaping cartridges collected from some patients found vitamin E acetate as well. Other research found the same compound in the damaged lungs of 29 patients across the country. Vitamin E acetate has recently been used as a thickener in illicit vaping products that contain THC, the part of marijuana that produces a high. Since March, vaping-related illnesses are blamed for at least 47 deaths. I'm Ed Donahue.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.